In view of the rising tensions in the region, particularly at the Lebanese-Israeli border, are hospitals across Lebanon planning to implement their emergency plan? The latter essentially lays out the crisis management procedures for a healthcare facility. The challenge of implementing an emergency plan for each hospital operating on Lebanese soil emerges in the backdrop of ongoing tensions in southern Lebanon, especially along the Lebanese-Israeli border. In a nutshell, a hospital's emergency plan, which is referred to under various terms in different countries, including disaster management plan, emergency preparedness plan, EPP, or Plan Blanc, allows for the anticipation of a public health emergency by preparing the necessary logistics and human resources. The responsiveness and efficiency of a healthcare institution when dealing with a situation marked by a substantial surge in its activity, involving an influx of injured, victims and patients, and/or challenges that significantly impact its patient care capabilities, sometimes necessitating the evacuation of patients, depend on the operational effectiveness of its emergency plan and the expertise of its medical, paramedical, and administrative personnel in managing it. Competent medical staff. While an emergency plan has not yet been activated by hospitals in Lebanon, it is nonetheless a mandatory part of each hospital's business plan for accreditation purposes. In fact, Lebanese hospitals have been on high alert since the disruption of the supply chain, which emerged in the aftermath of the multifaceted crisis that began in October 2019. Ever since, hospitals have been operating in a challenging environment, where precariousness and uncertainty have become the standard conditions for managing their activities. Furthermore, it is quite evident that the Lebanese healthcare community has become more competent due to the events of the tragedy of the double explosion at the port of Beirut in 2020 and the subsequent COVID-19 pandemic. Massive patients influx. Nasib Nasser, the director of Hotel Dieu de France, HDF, confidently addresses a gathering of Rotary Club members concerned about the security developments in southern Lebanon. Nasser affirms that the conditions for implementing an emergency plan are met, implying that medical and paramedic teams are on alert and ready to react promptly. This suggests a high level of readiness to cope with an emergency situation or an unexpected event. In response to a question, he shares a well-prepared plan for patient distribution in case of a massive influx to the four hospital facilities, which are members of the HDF network located in various regions of Lebanon. Nasser also reveals the upcoming launch of an ambulance fleet owned by HDF for patient transportation, a measure welcomed with enthusiasm in a country where mobility is a challenge for a part of the population. As for the supply of medicines, serums, and other medical products, as a university hospital, HDF has obtained a license for the direct importation of its medication needs. As such, the risk of a stock shortage is ruled out. Free up inventory. In an interview with This is Beirut, Sami Rizik, the director of LAU Medical Center Rizik Hospital, firmly states that increased coordination among departments has been established. Regarding the management of medical supplies, he says, "We have started to free up our inventory. This involved freeing up space in three key areas: the intensive care unit, one of the three operating rooms, and the emergency department. Potential patient evacuations may be directed to LAU Medical Center, St. John's Hospital in Jauni." Rizik emphasizes, LAU Medical Center, Rizik Hospital stands ready and operationally capable to respond to various emergency scenarios. Three levels. However, it should be noted that hospitals in Lebanon are currently at level 1 of the emergency plan, which consists of three levels. Level 1 corresponds to a situation that requires attention, but one that can be managed using the standard resources of healthcare institutions. The measures implemented at this level primarily focus on strengthening coordination among different healthcare stakeholders and prepare for a potential escalation. As for Level 2, it is activated when the situation becomes more critical and requires a significant increase in medical and hospital resources. This may involve reallocating staff, freeing up additional beds, bringing in off-duty personnel, and so on. The goal is to address a substantial surge in healthcare demand. Level 3 is the highest and is activated in the case of a major disaster or an extraordinary health crisis. At this point, all available medical and hospital resources are involved to address the situation. This may encompass the deployment of additional medical personnel, the mobilization of supplementary logistical means, and the activation of crisis centers. Military attaches. Military attaches accredited to Western diplomatic missions have conducted fact-finding visits to some hospitals in the capital to assess the capacity of the spaces made available for emergency cases, as reported by a hospital source to This Is Beirut. According to this source, such visits are not unusual, but in the current context, they do call for concern.